Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is being petty because her ex remarried a rich woman that makes $1 million a year, but her ex only gives her $900 a month, and she doesn't think that's fair. Now she wants to take her ex and his new wife to court to get the maximum amount that she can get for her daughter and child support. Sounds like someone is trying to gold dig even after the marriage is over. Yeah, she is petty because she wants to use the state to steal from somebody else. She's so entitled she thinks she's entitled to other women's money. Up next, that video with the female prison guard and prisoner doing it to with each other was a fake. But you just know that there are tons of female prison guards that are actually getting it from male inmates all over America. And that isn't fake. Below that post, there were dozens of Lonely Fools models saying that they weren't fake. They were desperate for attention and simp bucks, though. Like this one saying that she's not fake. Yes, that looks like real cottage cheese and spandex. Number three, this woman ghosted her date because he drank soda on their date and not something more fit for an adult. And he never knew what he did wrong. But I think her complaining about his beverage was just her way of passing the blame down to him for not being interested. Maybe she was just there for the free meal and his drink choice was just there to throw everyone off that trail. But remember, that if he looked like this, she never would have ghosted him. This guy, on the other hand, is quirky because he loves soda. Moving on, here's Kamala Harris in 1996 when she was a working girl for elderly politicians, trying to advance her career. Looks like she went to town on Willie Brown, Chicago's crackhead mayor. She also used to have much lighter skin, don't you know? I guess she gets more votes when she's darker, and it makes me wonder how much her sunbed bills are every month. I would definitely have gone together with her before that terrible nose job. Either that or she used to bleach her skin. Number five, it's getting bad in Canada. It's $41 for four chicken breasts, but they say that inflation is only 3%. This is also only 3.5 pounds. In US dollars, that's about 30 bucks. Apparently, it's also free-range organic chicken. But I just paid about the same for 8 pieces of wild-caught salmon at Costco. Meanwhile, you just know that this chicken queen is out on a yacht somewhere. Erna here approves of this message. Up next, they say that when work gets hard, remember why you're doing it. But I wonder what motivates men to work hard without women and drugs. I think our hobbies and goal of financial freedom once we get past the basics. We suffer through life and work in order to get the means to escape the suffering of life, and then only to die a terrible death forgone as if we never existed. If you're depressed, then I've done my job. Number seven, what the hell is happening in Turkey? It's like they're the looks maxing and Chad making factory of the world. To be honest though, this guy also grew facial hair, got a proper haircut and tan in addition to the nose job. If he does find a wife after this and has kids, his wife is going to be in for a big surprise. I once dated a woman that had a nose like that before she had surgery on it. If women can do this surgery, then so can men. Moving on, this woman is on a date and says she's into bad boys. The good boy says it won't work out then. But in reality, with so many women abusing their pooches by letting them in their cooches, I don't think they care if those mutts are good or bad. Maybe she should date a cat instead because although cats are not loyal, at least they don't tell the police where the drugs are. Number nine, this guy's happy his wife died in a car crash. And he's happy about it because she cheated on him the year before, and he felt financially trapped and couldn't leave her because he couldn't afford a divorce. She also suspected that he knew, so she would go in bars and clubs cheating on him. Maybe this is what they call God doing you a solid. Maybe he should have donated her body to science, and maybe they could have hypothesized about how many schwing-schwang she had inside of her. Up next, this couple swapped roles and clothes for their wedding, as a sign of commitment to one another. Let's also make it 3-to-1 odds that they swap roles for the honeymoon too. $10 says one of the wedding gifts was a strap-on, and I think they might have started some sort of sick trend. but in actuality, they're probably just trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. Number 11, I mentioned this before, but it looks like Canada has gone even more crazy because KFC has gone halal in its Canadian stores. They might as well change their name to Calfied Fried Chicken. Looks like this just might have been their Bud Light moment, although this is a lot better and healthier for you because cooking with pig fat is inflammatory. I agree with Islam and don't eat pork, but I don't want to take other people's right away to eat it either. Moving on is yet another teacher arrested for sexual assault after having an affair with a student. And that was only a few days after another instructor was arrested for the same crime with a special needs child. We need male teachers back in the school so female teachers will smash them instead of their students. So now not even 15-year-old boys with learning disabilities are safe anymore. We need to bring guys like Walter White back in the school so their special needs sons don't get molested. Number 13, Sophie here is a fat, queer, white, non-disabled, non-binary person, and she wonders if she'll ever have sex again. She says she's a reluctant celibate. I guess that means that she's a femcel, but I find that kind of hard to believe. She could just lower her standards and get laid easily. Maybe she should consider lowering her calorie intake as well, as a high-calorie human. This also makes me wonder when was the last time she saw her entire body in the mirror. Up next, Katy Perry responds to sexual allegations by saying, "I think we live in a world where anyone can say anything." Does that mean she agrees that false allegations are easy to create? Yes, but only when the women are the victims of those false allegations, or unproven true allegations. Odds are she was guilty, but got a coochie pass. If she was a male musician, there would be calls to cancel him simply because of one unproven allegation. Number 15, meet the Whammen that has a Jeffrey Dahmer tattoo. Women love criminals so long as they're the good-looking ones. You don't see women getting turned on by John Wayne Gacy now, do you? Women will see men like that and say, "I can fix him as well." Meanwhile, simps will see her and say, "I can fix her too." Both Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer had multiple girlfriends while they were in prison. Today they would also be banging the female prison guards. Women have finally shown us their true colors. Moving on, when Elliot Page wanted their character to come out as trans on the Umbrella Academy show, the showrunner Steve Blackman said, "Kill me now." Luckily for us, the show just quickly acknowledged it and then ignored it. I now bet that Steve regrets making that casting decision. Elliot is an actor and could have continued as a female character because that's what actors do. They pretend to be somebody else. They probably should have just killed the character off instead. Number 17, this person wonders if the red pill is dying. No, it's not. The people that this person is talking about, including Tate, Fresh and Fit and Pearly, aren't making money anymore, so they aren't producing as much content. The OGs are still there, and besides, the red pill has now gone mainstream, so there's no need for it anymore. There I Am is part of the real red pill on the left. People would rather listen to meme videos these days than learn about female nature. It's kind of sad. Up next, look how basic and mid-Belle Delphine looks, without the pink wigs and makeup. When she looks natural in public, most people won't even recognize her without her petrochemicals on her face. These days, a good body with a butter face is kind of hot. Remember guys, Belle Delphine isn't hot. Pictures of Belle Delphine dressed up are hot instead. Here's what she looked like when she was a teen, and the difference between fantasy and reality. Number 19, George Soros' simp of a son, aged 38, is now engaged to Huma Abedin, and she's 48. He has billions of dollars, so what the hell is he doing? Then again, there are rumors that he's gay, so it would make sense that he would have her as his beard. Some women also enjoy the company of gay men and will marry them just for their money. Huma is also Hillary's assistant, and word is that she's a lesbian. So it all makes sense now. If he's not gay, though, then he has mommy issues. Moving on, homeschooling has become increasingly popular after COVID. Before that, it was only 3% of kids. Today, it's much higher, and the woke teachers are telling parents that homeschooling their kids won't actually make them fit into society. Of course, that's the point when your society is woke. I love how that kid has a man face. It looks like he's rubbing his nose in mommy's chest. I hope that's not part of some homeschooling sex ed curriculum. Number 21, take me back to the days of Tyler Durden. When we worked jobs, we hated to buy things that we didn't need, to impress people we didn't like. Today, it's more like we work 3 jobs we hate to pay for basic rent and food. Impressing people is the last thing on our minds, unless it's through social media. The first thing on our minds is inflation and basic survival. Up next, this woman ended her daughter, but the prosecutors failed to search her Firefox history and only looked through her Internet Explorer history. And she had actually searched for foolproof suffocation on Firefox. She was found not guilty and can't be retried because of double jeopardy laws. What kind of monster ends a cute little kid like that? Remember once again that it's the mother that's the most abusive to the children. Number 23, look at this article saying that the wall for women is a myth, and that the male wall isn't. As far as I'm concerned, our message is getting out there when they have to do damage control articles like this one. This is serious female cope. Men in their 40s that have themselves together can easily attract hot 20-somethings. But what 25-year-old guy wants to date a 45-year-old female doctor? Almost none. The wall is undefeated. This article is just cope. Moving on, this super simp proposed to a widow at her husband's funeral. Maybe we need to look into the circumstances of her husband's death. You know that the odds are pretty good that she was probably cheating on her husband with this guy. If I was the deceased family, I would beat the living poop right out of him right there. Here's probably an actual picture of him when he found her husband had died. I can't believe that she said yes. Number 25 and the last one, speaking of that wall women don't think exists, here are two of the former hotties from Baywatch. Yasmin Bleeth here looks like she's blimped up, but at least the Bleethosaurus is still rocking the onesie. Remember, gentlemen, getting old isn't a choice, but getting fat is. Then again, maybe someone needs to tell that to Salma Hayek. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.